You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you, Pastor Beckford.
Woo.
Today is your birthday, October 2nd.
Yeah.
Friday, it is Pastor's 69th birthday, so we want to give God all the glory for his life, for everything that Pastor Beckford has contributed in this earth realm, the legacy that him and his wife, Pastor Kim Beckford, have left here in the earth realm, that they're continuing, that he is continuing to build upon. They made a mark that cannot be
erased.
Stepped out on faith,
yeah,
and allowed God to use his life and the life of his wife to build God's covenant right here in the city of Cocoa, this continual service and to the Lord, continually operating in faith. No matter how many people said, "No, Pastor, don't do it."
Yeah.
No matter how many people said no, Pastor always, he's always bold to step out on what did God say, what he heard God said, and he continues to do it. I remember some years ago when he came into the sanctuary and he said, God told me he could do it with many or he could do it with few. Which one are you? That was a Wednesday night. Some years ago, Pastor came in there. The people were talking. They didn't want him to do what God had just told him to do. Everybody wanted to put in their opinion.
Yeah.
And he said, I got the word.
Yeah.
God said I could do it with many or I could do it with few. Which one
are
you?
It was such amazing. We serve an amazing God. We serve a true and living God. And we'll pass it out. And this Friday, as we, you know, Friday we have a straight talk. You know, more of a straight talk. If you quit religion and quit being a Christian who is just a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a parrot just say something, repeat. What's out of mm-hmm. it, but it has no depth, no understanding mm-hmm. of what he's saying. Because somebody repeated, I repeat it. If we quit that mm-hmm. and come into what Hebrews chapter 11, and I think it's verse 6 or verse 5, between verse 6 and 5, it says, he will come to God.
Mm-hmm.
He who comes to God must first believe that he is, that he is Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
He who comes to God must get this clear, settle mm-hmm. in his soul, in the innermost being, that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
If you have doubt in that, you're in trouble. That has to settle. Mm-hmm. And you can't say there's a God because somebody said there's a God.
Right.
Because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say there's a God because you know for yourself. Mm-hmm. Until you know that for yourself, you will never see the power of God mm-hmm. in your life. You will never see that, mm-hmm. the power of God. Where?
In your life.
Notice how I frame it. You'll see the power of God, but not in your life.
In your life. That's good.
Nicodemus is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
He see the power of God, but it was not in his life. That's why he went to Jesus and he says, I perceive you are a man who come from God mm-hmm. because no one can do these signs except he comes from God, except God is with him.
Mm-hmm.
How can I do it? Jesus says, you got to know him. You must be what?
Born again.
Mm-hmm. And this Friday morning, on my birthday, I'm telling you that things change mm-hmm. for me mm-hmm. when I discover who God is mm-hmm. for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not for anybody else, but for myself. I discover who he is. Mm-hmm. I know he is. You know, back in my days, there's a song that was written. Those were not contemporary songs. Mm-hmm. Those were hymns. And this hymn says, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Watch this. Oh, this guy write it. He says, he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives. When? Today. Mm-hmm. Watch Pastor Die. It's coming from my generation. He walks with me and he talks with me a long life, narrow road. And if you ask me how, I know he lives. I'll tell you, mm-hmm. he lives within my heart. That's so powerful. Mm-hmm. This guy was writing. He says, without a shadow of a doubt, mm-hmm. if you ask me how I know that he lives, not that I read it, mm-hmm. he lives within my heart. Mm-hmm. Now, check out Saul before his name was changed to Paul mm-hmm. and Damascus Road. He didn't know God. He think he know him, but he didn't know him. But when he had that encounter with God mm-hmm. on Damascus Road, he says, who are you? So he didn't know him. He says, I'm he that you are persecuted. Mm-hmm. He said, whoo. He have an encounter. And then he asks God, okay, then tell me what I must do. But what I want to bring you back to, mm-hmm. when he went back to his boys, when he went back to Agrippa, when he went back to Felix, mm-hmm. that they always worship the wrong God. And when he now says they're wrong because Jesus is the Son of God, mm-hmm. they said, no, you can't say that. He says, most noble Felix, mm-hmm. it was I, Paul. Mm-hmm. It was me on Damascus Road that saw the light. Mm-hmm. You see the difference mm-hmm. now?
There was a change because yes. as a Pharisee, Saul, it says he studied under yeah. the best Pharisees.
Gamaliel.
That he did all this. He had all this outward knowledge. He yeah. read it off of the scrolls.
It was the Pharisees of Pharisees, man.
But then there had to be a change then where it was now on the inside where it was written yeah. on his heart.
Yeah.
In Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 15 and 16, it says, but the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, yeah. says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts
yeah.
and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
Yeah.
So there has to be a shift from when we're not just reading the word of God from the exterior.
Yeah.
We're not just having a head knowledge of the word of God, but that there's a transition now where it's written on our hearts, where it's the word of God has come. It is on the inside of us and it is written on our heart, and we're
yes.
able then to access it. We're able to apply it. We're able to use it. We don't just know it, because there's a lot of just in the natural with information. There's a lot of stuff we know, but we necessarily couldn't do it if we had to do it. So we just because you know something doesn't mean you can do it, because there's a lot of times where we come up upon situations. Oh, it looks like it's easy. Oh, yeah, I could do that. Okay, I got it. Just like the student in the classroom while the teacher's doing the instruction. Okay, I got it. But when it's time to sit down and do the homework at night, whoa, what do I do now? How do I actually apply it? I thought that I knew it because I heard it. But how do I actually apply it now? So there has to be a transition from us just knowing the word of God to being able to apply the word of God, that it is now in the vault of our heart. It's now springing from the yeah. inner source. It's yeah. not an exterior academic knowledge.
Come on.
But it's an applicable, I have done it, I have experienced it, it's on the inside of me. Nobody can talk me out of it. Because there's certain things that people could talk us out of. There's certain things that people can reason back and forth and we start to see it maybe their way. But when the word of God is truly in you, when that eruption takes place on the inside of you, when the Holy Spirit that's within you is magnified, nobody can talk you out of it. Just like if somebody came to you with some strange information and starts telling you that your name is Sally, or starts telling you that your name is Susan, when you know that your name is neither of those names. You know, they can't come to you with a strange story when you know the truth about something. We got to get it, because this is where people's identity gets sucked away into the camp of the enemy, when they don't know who they are. Then they're wishy-washy, blown in each direction. But when we truly know who we are, nobody can talk us out of it. Nobody can talk you out of your experience. You know what happened. You may not even be able to articulate it in words to somebody else, but you know that you know that you know. So when the Word of God becomes that for us, that we know, that we know, that we know, the Word of God says it, I believe it, I experience it. It's the final authority to every situation. It's the final authority to every reasoning. We got to get the Word of God. Must be our solid, especially in this time where the same mouths are changing their report. This mouth is saying something one day, and the next day is saying something totally different. We have to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Like, I know somebody, for example, that just went had got a COVID test. It came back positive. They went to another place within a couple hours, got another test, and it came back negative. So what if that person would have went home, crawled up in their bed, and continued to meditate on the people that they're seeing that are dying from COVID, the people that are having these terrible experiences with COVID? What if that would have been their meditation? Over the period of time, they could have worked themselves into a sickness.
Yeah, they worked themselves into having it.
But then they get the report negative. See how that could stuff could just play on our emotions so much. The exterior stuff can just play on our emotions so much. But we have to know the truth. What does the Word of God say? That way we're unshakable.
Yes. God is who He say He is. He is the first. He's the in-between. Mm-hmm. And He's the last. He fill all the space. Mm-hmm. So on this Friday morning, we say give God all the praise and all the thanks and all the glory. Lift Him up. Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you. Mm-hmm. And back to church Sunday. Mm-hmm. Let's shake off the whole rush of this year. Let's finish the year very strong. Mm-hmm. And we want to say thank you again to all those who listen to us on a daily basis and become a part of the family of Make Your Day Count. Remember, we say there's no do-over. Mm-hmm. You got to make your day count. Mm-hmm. Remember, we say life is what?
Short.
Death is
sure. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
And you can't do it over. Mm-hmm. When He called you, your soul requires. Mm-hmm. You can say, okay, give me one more shot. Okay, God, I should have done all of these mm-hmm. good stuff and I never do it. Let me do it. No, you're done. There's no do-over. So that's why we say, make your day count. And when? This day.
This day. We want to encourage you to come out Sunday. The address is 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We start at 10 a.m. Come a little bit early. Pick up your Make Life Work t-shirt and your copy of the book, Make Life Work. And after service, we'll be having cake to celebrate Pastor's birthday. Hope to see you on Back to Church Sunday. Make your day count.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath.